Hi, Ian. Good evening. My name is Richard. I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. And I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues that are facing your community and nation.
No, thank you.
Wait, one
second.
Sure?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Can you help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So, okay, let me see right here, sir. Okay. What is going on right here? Okay, sir?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. I'm so sorry. I had to find the good link. This is Ian Shikorsky, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And let me see. Okay, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or somebody else?
Biden.
Okay. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
White.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And your age, sir, just to make sure that you're over the age of 18?
Yeah, I am 36 years old.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say very liberal.
Very liberal. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see right here. Okay, sir. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have the focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it is important at all. Remember, you can use any number from 0 to 10. How about reducing crime and gun violence?
6.
6. Thank you. What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
8.
What about making housing more affordable?
8.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
6.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy?
5.
5. Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Some approve, strongly approve, or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that if you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Okay, sir? If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so also. How about Democrats and Congress?
60.
60. Mr. Joe Biden?
75.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
55.
Thank you. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the... I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administrations, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from between 0 to 10, okay?
Okay.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
6.
6. and authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
4.
Authorizing prescription medication?
5.
Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
7.
Thank you, sir. And is it already legal to sell tobacco products to? It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Can you repeat that?
Sure. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Kind of indifferent.
You somewhat oppose, somewhat support, don't know, refuse?
Don't know.
Okay, not a problem. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat
okay.
Pro.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more benefit? Somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for to adults 21 and older should be the top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues more important right now.
Thank you, sir. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus and efforts on? Between prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
That last one.
The last one. Thank you. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned are you about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Somewhat concerned.
You're somewhat concerned, okay. What about loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industries today?
What are my options again?
Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Not very concerned.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How do you feel to that, sir?
Do I have options? That's right, it's 0 to 10. 8.
Okay. And vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. How do you feel so that, sir?
Nine.
Nine. Okay. And our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. How do you feel about that, sir?
Eight.
And the last one here, sir, is the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. How do you feel about that one, sir?
Seven.
A seven, okay. All right, we're almost done here, sir. And sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, sir. Is it already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
You strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose a ban.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and older?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm. No, I did change my mind.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay. All right. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
Sir?
No impact.
No impact. Okay. Thank you.
Now,
in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, oral nicotine pouches?
No.
No. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Soda or pop?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Heat not burned tobacco products?
No.
No. Wine?
No.
No, okay. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
E-cigarette or vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
Okay. All right, switching gears a little bit, sir. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes only. Sir, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Awesome. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Married.
Married. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of union or employee association?
Yes.
You or somebody in your household?
My spouse.
Yourself? Okay. Okay, and how would you best describe the area where you live, sir? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. And so you are, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, thank you very much. This concludes our survey for today, and thank you very much for your participation. You have a blessed evening.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, sir.